Brothers and sisters in Christ, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. And unbelievable. Unbelievable. Have you thought about unbelievable life experiences? Maybe winning the lottery? Getting accepted to a college that was a long shot? The birth of a child? That first breath when the lungs work and they've never ever needed to work before? Or your child offering you the whole ears off that chocolate bunny? Unbelievable. Well, this gospel text, Easter Sunday, celebrates the unbelievable. There's a reason why the empty tomb is not the primary symbol of our faith. Have you ever wondered why we don't roll out replica empty tombs on Easter Sunday instead of crosses? The reason, I think, is because the tomb is a symbol of disbelief. In the Gospel of Luke, no one believed the women who went to the tomb. The women claimed to have seen the empty tomb, claimed to have seen two angels. And the response of the disciples was disbelief, amazement. They remembered what Jesus said, but it was too far-fetched to really grasp. They had just seen him crucified. The immediate effect of resurrection on the life of the followers of Jesus was disbelief, fear, compounded grief. Have you ever had a grief that was compounded? Not only were you grieving for the one you lost, but maybe you were grieving because someone betrayed you, or maybe you were grieving because the family was falling apart. There is a reason why the empty tomb is not our primary symbol of faith. The empty tomb on Easter Sunday morning did not create faith or hope in the lives of anyone. It is the cross where our salvation was accomplished. It is the cross through which our relationship with God became right again. Jesus is the perfect Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world. The perfect Lamb who died so that our sins, yours and mine, might be removed from us. As the Bible said, removed as far as the east is from the west. Now that was back when they thought the world was kind of flat and the east and the west were, they didn't make a circle. Okay. But that's that far. Our sins will be removed from ourselves. And despite the many who abandoned Jesus at the cross, it was God's work on the cross that accomplished our salvation. Maybe even because of the many who abandoned Jesus at the cross. Just to prove without a shadow of a doubt that it was God's work and not ours. It was God's work that accomplished our salvation. And so it is still the cross that is our primary symbol of the faith. That's why in a liturgical church, we process with the cross first. And we give a little bow to it, at least, when it comes by. We let the cross lead us, because that is our primary symbol of faith. But so what about the empty tomb? Good news, certainly, that it was empty. But honestly, the presence of the empty tomb is more a symbol of disbelief. It raised questions and did not answer them. It heightened emotion of grief and fear. It did not create faith. So how did the disciples begin to believe the unbelievable? How did they come to live in the power of the risen Christ? Well, it's a combination of things, not just one. Some of them we read later in the 24th chapter of Luke. Some of them we read in the book of Acts. I would encourage you all to read further this afternoon even, the 24th chapter of Luke and its companion. You know, Luke continues into the book of Acts. Those earth-shattering, life-changing faith and life lived in the power of the resurrection happenings of those chapters. How did it happen? It happened while the disciples were walking with the risen Christ. It happened as they allowed Jesus to interpret Scripture to them. It happened when they were asking him to stay with them. It happened as they were breaking bread with them. And it happened when they received the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. The church does a disservice to itself, I think, and to our Lord when we try to cram it all into one Sunday. Being changed by the fact of the risen Christ is not a one-time event at an empty tomb. It's a lifetime journey. On Easter Sunday, we hear the good news proclaimed with more zest, perhaps, than any other time of the year. There are more of us gathered to hear it than most any other time of the year. It is the greatest of good news that we are able to proclaim Christ risen from the dead. But we can't just stand at the empty tomb, say it happened, and then go about our lives as if it didn't happen. It is not the empty tomb which creates faith for us. It is not the empty tomb which changes hearts and lives. It is the community gathered in the presence of the risen Christ. We believe Jesus is risen and present with us as we worship, gathered in his name, breaking bread with him and his fellow disciples in this church and all around the world, and throughout all time, past and future. What creates faith for us? Study of Scripture. Not with an eye necessarily toward understanding the 1st century AD or the 5th century BC, but with an eye toward seeing Jesus. Opening Scripture and going, where's Jesus here? What's he doing? Whose life is he changing? What does this have to do with me? And it happens when we are open to receiving the Spirit of God. When we ask Jesus, as those disciples at Emmaus did that night, ask Jesus to keep walking with us. Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening. Continue to fill us with your Spirit that we might see you more clearly. I think one of my greatest fears as a pastor, as I approach a big Sunday like Easter or a big event like Christmas, is that people will leave and say, that was nice, or beautiful service, or even, you nailed that sermon on the head. I like hearing that. Don't get me wrong. But it's also one of my biggest fears, because I fear that that will be the end of the working of God on the Spirit And we go home and we go on with life as if Easter never happened. It's kind of like saying, I saw the empty tomb. So? Not just so. As you go from this place today, seek more than just an uplifting experience. Seek the living Christ, not just in this place, in this time, but every day, every hour. Submit your life to His will. Ask for His Spirit that you might never be alone. Commit to worship and prayer and Bible study, that the power of the risen Christ can fully take hold of your life in ways that will cause others to see you and say, wow, that's pretty unbelievable. I want to know more.